From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The State Department has decided to withhold 37 pages of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails because it says they contain top-secret information. The announcement comes 3 days before Iowa holds the first in the nation presidential nominating contest. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the materials were not marked classified at the time they were sent.
State Department spokesman John Kirby says he will not discuss the contents of the messages. Officials are studying whether the material in the emails was top secret when the messages were sent. A spokesman for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says they adamantly oppose the blocking of the messages, and he called the dispute a problem of overclassification run amok. Authorities have already released 43,000 pages of emails from Clinton's private server. Another batch will likely be made public in February, after voters have gone to the polls in several states. The FBI is investigating whether secrets were compromised on Clinton's personal server. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The four remaining militants occupying an Oregon National Wildlife Refuge are apparently now demanding to be pardoned in exchange for ending the standoff there. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the FBI is saying only it's committed to working around the clock for a peaceful resolution.
Since the arrest of Ammon Bundy and his close followers, militant David Fry of Ohio has been posting occasionally to his live YouTube stream. This recording posted today can't be independently verified. In it, Fry says the negotiations with the FBI are breaking down because authorities are refusing to pardon him and the other three militants.
And so they just want to separate us and get us all home so they can pick us off one by one at our house without being stuck together as groups with the guns. That's what they don't want. They want us to be separated.
In the video, Fry stands by a campfire in the rain. There's a tarp with bottled water and other supplies under it. The holdouts are reportedly planning to stay at the refuge until those supplies run out. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Harney County, Oregon.
Around 1,000 longshoremen are off the job at the ports of New York and New Jersey today, part of a job action that apparently even took a number of union officials by surprise. According to one source, the union is concerned about what it considers interference by the Waterfront Commission of New York Harbor in its collective bargaining agreement. The walkout has put a halt to unloading ships at the nation's third busiest port. Nation's economy, after posting strong gains in the third quarter, appears to have stalled a bit. The gross domestic product only up 0.7%. The latest read could renew doubts about the extent of a 6.5-year-old recovery. Mark Zandi's an economist at Moody's Analytics.
Our trade deficit broadened out and that depressed growth. And there was also a bit of a inventory correction. Retailers had too much inventory.
It was the weakest showing for GDP since a severe winter led to 0.6% economic growth in the first part of last year. An up day for Wall Street today and the final trading day of the month. The Dow jumped 2.4%, up 396 points. You're listening to NPR. President Obama says there is more work to do to ensure equal pay for women. At an event at the White House today to celebrate the 7th anniversary of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, President saying more protections are needed to close the gender pay gap. Obama also said ensuring equal pay will be what he called a long haul, that one possible solution is getting more women involved in science, technology, math, and engineering. The Food and Drug Administration is banning the importation of genetically modified salmon. As NPR's Dan Charles explains, the FDA is responding to an order from Congress.
The FDA approved sales of the genetically engineered salmon 2 months ago. The agency says it's safe to eat and growing it in tanks on land won't harm the environment. But defenders of traditional salmon fisheries, including leading political officials in Alaska, counterattacked. And Congress passed a measure ordering the FDA to ban imports of the GMO salmon until the agency publishes final guidelines for labeling such fish. The agency now has carried out this ban. It won't have any immediate impact, though, because the GMO salmon are not yet ready for sale. The FDA is currently working on the labeling guidelines that Congress has demanded. Dan Charles, NPR News.
General Electric is protesting a $619 million federal proposal to clean up chemicals in a Massachusetts river. The company in a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency reportedly saying it doesn't think a current proposal to clean up PCBs from more than 400 acres along the Housatonic River is a common sense solution. GE apparently is pushing for a less expensive cleanup. GE discharged PCBs into the river from the 30s until the mid-70s. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.